as she pulled Walter's leash from her pocket, preparing to clip it to his collar. "He's really friendly. He just wants to say hi to everybody. We've had many discussions about him not being pushy, but..." She indicated her dog, whose entire body was now between the knees of the stranger, his tailless rear end waggling with the happiness of finding a new friend. "As you can see, he's not big on retaining that information."
"Oh, no worries at all,"
the stranger chuckled, and the voice was decidedly female, soft and friendly. She pushed the hood off her head so she could see Olivia and held up her camera.
"He's really beautiful. I took a couple of shots. I hope that's okay."
Weird things happened to Olivia in that moment. Her heart rate picked up speed. Her palms began to sweat inside her gloves. Her voice seemed to catch in her throat, and she swallowed hard. "He's beautiful," she thought, as she looked at one of the most stunningly gorgeous faces she'd ever seen in her life. Large eyes the color of spring grass and lined with super dark lashes focused on her. They were set into a face made of the smoothest looking skin Olivia had ever seen, almost porcelain in its perfection. When the stranger smiled, high, defined cheekbones became more obvious, and her light brown brows matched the tousled hair on her head.
"Or not?"
The stranger tilted her head, waiting for Olivia to respond.
"I mean, I can delete them."
Olivia shook herself free of the weird spell she suddenly felt like she was under.
"No, no, it's fine, sorry."
She smiled as she reached down to grab Walter's face in her hands. He looked at her with his big, soft brown eyes, and she swore to God she could see a human in there sometimes. Then she stood and clipped his leash on. Evergreen Hills was a fairly small town, and Olivia had never laid eyes on this woman before, which was a definite pity, because laying eyes on her was a lot of fun. A lot. Trying to yank herself back to being a normal human rather than an ogling creeper, she indicated the camera.
"You getting some good shots?"
"I am. It's so beautiful out here." Those green eyes scanned the woods as if they were something brand new, never before seen. The snow on the bare branches, all the evergreens mixed in, the slow brightening of the sky, the blanket of white that hasn't been walked on.
"Sounds like you've never been here before."
"I haven't. I'm also new to this time of day." They both laughed at that. "I didn't sleep well last night and was up way too early. Then I saw the snow and just got this urge to walk." The stranger turned her face so those eyes locked with Olivia's.
"Which is very unlike me, believe me."
She shrugged as if she didn't understand it herself. "Walter and I walk here every morning."
"Every morning? This early?"
Olivia smiled as the two of them trudged back to the trail and began walking together by unspoken understanding.
"Walter doesn't know what it means to sleep in. He's always gotten breakfast by 6, so he's usually up around then. He eats, we walk."
"The order of things," the stranger said with a nod.
"I get that.
I'm Haley, by the way." She pulled a glove off and stuck out her hand. "Olivia." They shook. Haley's hand was warm and soft, and Olivia tried not to hold on for too long, even though she wanted to.
"So you walk here every day?"
Haley said.
"I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you live here."
"Your powers of deduction are stunning," Olivia teased.
"Yes, all my life. I'm an evergreener."
"An evergreener, huh? That's what they call us." Olivia had stopped walking so Walter could sniff a tree, then lift his leg on it. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Haley lift her camera and aim it their way, then heard her snap a few shots of Walter, she assumed. Then she waited until Olivia caught back up to her. "What about you?"
"Oh, I'm a New Yorker," Haley said.
"Well, so am I, if we're getting technical." Olivia bumped Haley with a shoulder.
"Ah, a girl who needs specifics. I see. All right."